6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Now it's time for the Lunch Rush. We take a look at the top stories trending nationally and we'll give you our take on it. First thing, you just can't keep Joe Flacco down. You just can't. Jets are going to start Joe Flacco at quarterback. And then who's starting for Miami, Angel? Bob Hope?
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Dixon.
I thought Skylar White.
Joe Flacco and Skylar Thompson. The matchup of a century.
With the playoffs on the line.
Yeah, so...
For the Jets.
If Miami wins, they still need a lot of help, though, right?
Not a lot. Okay, they need the Bills to beat the Patriots.
And the Bills are going to be playing full go, right? Because they need...
The Bills...
They're still playing for
Bills
something.
Have something to play for outside of DeMar Hamlin.
Okay, so you need the Bills to win. Your arch nemesis.
Come on, Josh.
The Bills. Although you probably started to like the Bills this week more because of everything happening, of course. This is going to be a fun weekend.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild.
Stressful.
It's at least not for me.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Stressed went out the door week three, bro.
You're not even watching football. You're cutting the grass.
I'll be watching with like, meh.
Sure.
I tell you,
look at that play.
I'm rooting for Rodgers. No question. I'm rooting for him. I'm all in on Aaron Rodgers now. I've gone back and forth on that guy, but now I'm ready.
You just want him to come to Denver next year.
I would not. He's still so old.
How much older is he than Russ?
5 years?
That's nothing in the NFL.
I mean, he plays like he's 10 years younger than
Tom
Russ.
Tom Brady is like 70.
That's true. Tom Brady is 70. That's gonna be a wild weekend, man. I'm looking forward to it. Former WWE CEO Vince McMahon. I have to bring it up. You know I used to like the WWF when it was, and then they got sued and whatever. He is still the controlling shareholder. He's going to return to the company to fully capitalize on the upcoming media rights negotiation he announced Thursday. He retired over the summer following allegations of sexual misconduct that included non-disclosure agreement payments. Though McMahon used personal funds for the NDA payments, he failed to record those expenses, which totaled $19.6 million. Woohoo! Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and a bunch of other people have been running the show there. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because it's like a top story on ESPN. Vince McMahon. Like, they're going all in on the WWE stuff. NFL approves plan for possible neutral site AFC title game. I love that. We approve the plan for the possibility of this. NFL owners have approved the plan that leaves open the possibility of a neutral site AFC championship game could determine home field for a wild card game between the Bengals and the Ravens by a coin flip. Here's what's going to happen. Here it is. We got it here. In the wake of the cancellations of Monday's Bills-Bengals game, here's the following scenarios based on Week 18 results were approved for holding the title game in a neutral site. If Buffalo and Kansas City both win or tie, a Bills-Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. Okay, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Baltimore wins or ties, a Bills-Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. If Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Cincinnati wins, a Bills or Bengals versus Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site.
It is all kinds of confusing.
It
will be clear once it plays out,
uh-huh.
But right now it is so confusing.
If the Ravens win Sunday over the Bengals and are matched against Cincinnati in a wild card game, the site would be determined by a coin flip. Why is that? Is it because Baltimore still could have won the division if Cincinnati would have lost to Buffalo? Is that why?
I believe so. The Bengals had a higher winning percentage through 16 weeks as opposed to the Ravens with 17 weeks. It's weird, and that scenario only happens if they have to play in the first round. So if Cincy loses to Baltimore, Baltimore will not win the division because that's already been decided, but they could host a playoff game with a coin flip.
Okay.
It's weird. The Bengals could win their division.
Why?
The Bengals win this weekend, they'll have a home game against whoever in the wild card round. If they lose to the Ravens, they will flip a coin, and the winner will get home field in the wild card.
But that, again, it should have just been the Bengals, because they won the division. The division winners get the home game.
One less game.
They played one less game.
NFC is just like, man, we're great over here.
Yeah, they're like, dude,
we got one game to decide one
what
team.
What if that would have been an AFC and an NFC game Monday night?
Oh, my gosh.
And it would have threw everything. Like, if it would have been the Bills and the Packers or something like that, that would have been nuts. How about this one, Angel? Jim Harbaugh reiterated his intention Thursday to remain with the Wolverines in 2023. The NCAA is investigating the program for alleged violations during the COVID-19 recruiting dead period. So doesn't this make you think that maybe Harbaugh even more so is going to get out of here? Pull Pete Carroll. You know, Pete Carroll, when crap started going down at USC about Reggie Bush and giving him stuff to play there, boom, he was out the door. Went to Seattle. Never looked back.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the first story we've seen of recruiting violations back in 2020. Seems that, you know, we were focused on so much else, we weren't really worried about what was going on behind the scenes of recruiting. I don't know if this affects Harbaugh staying at Michigan or not. I saw a tweet from Benjamin Albright a little bit ago. Harbaugh is the number one odds for the Broncos head coach right now, I think followed by Dan Quinn. So no Sean Payton.
It's not going to be Sean Payton. I heard Tanner today. He has his little love fest with Sean Payton, and he's like, it's going to matter how much money Sean Payton wants. No.
It's not about the money.
Look up the Saints owner. I'm pretty sure she's just as rich as Walton. Like, they've got money. The Saints got money.
At this level, money doesn't matter.
No. The Saints own his rights. So before you even get close to money, you have to clear it with the New Orleans Saints. 12-12 the time. I got Sam Knight coming up. He's in the airport right now. I'm pretty sure he's on his way here for the big showdown against Brian Kendrick tomorrow. So we're going to take a break and talk to him. These are fun events, guys. This is perfect for our hooligans, man. WWE star Brian Kendrick taking on Sam Knight in the main event at Winter Warfare presented by Battleground Pro Wrestling. That's tomorrow night at the Greeley Rec Center. Doors open at 5:30. Short break coming up. Sam Knight right around the corner on the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome back into the show. You've heard us talking about this big event coming up tomorrow night. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare at the Greeley Rec Center. And the main event, former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on our next guest right here, Sam Knight, for the main event tomorrow night. Doors open at 5:30. Proud to welcome in as our guest of the show, Sam Knight. Sam, man, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, not a problem, man. I appreciate you guys having me. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's Friday. We're feeling good.
Yeah.
You're probably on your way here now, getting ready for the big matchup tomorrow night.
I'm walking through Indianapolis Airport as we speak.
How's the airport? Dude, we have had issues in Denver with the airport lately. So how's the airport experience going on for you?
Oh, I'm getting up to TSA right now, so you're probably going to ask me a bunch of questions, but it's not too bad. I'm just trying to fit in as much as I can while I can, you know what I mean?
I know, man. I know. We want to get you here safe, get you ready to go, because you got this big battle coming up with Brian Kendrick. We've heard so much about this guy, of course, you know, following his career in the WWE and everything. I mean, this is going to be a big one tomorrow night.
Definitely. I'm excited about it. This is the first time. This is actually the first time Brian and I are actually facing each other. We've met each other in passing a while back, but I'm excited about this because, you know, as big a star as Brian Kendrick is, the only way to be great is to take the great. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup, too. And what does it mean for you to be traveling all over the place and getting in front of folks that just really love the sport and get a chance to see you going up against these big names and yourself and all this? I mean, what does it mean to you, man, just to get out and about throughout the country?
It's a dream come true, to be honest with you. I've been 12 years ago. So whenever I get the chance to face off against names like Brian or I don't think it's a problem.
I tell you what, Angel, why don't you see if you can call him again and see if we can get... I can't really hear Sam, so let's try to call him again and see if we can get in a better spot for him overall. But Sam Knight, we're talking about this big one coming up tomorrow for Battleground Pro Wrestling, presenting Winter Warfare. Maybe he can get through a better spot, and we can hear him just a little bit better. But he's a good dude. I've talked to him a little bit the last couple of days, just prepping for this interview and getting set for it. But, you know, this is one of those guys that grinds. He's all over the place. He's got it on airports one day. The next day, he's wrestling. Then the same night, he's on an airport again. And these guys are rolling throughout. So we'll see if we can get a little bit better of a spot for him. Going through security right now, I think, was he? So, and all of our listeners can relate. After what's been going on with Southwest and the airlines and everything, too. Okay, Sam, I think we have you again, man. Appreciate you rolling with us, but we got you back.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think we got you a little bit better. But you were just talking about how cool it is to be out and about, going traveling from town to town, from city to city, state to state, doing what you love, man.
Right. It's a cool experience, especially when you get to deal with people you care about. Like, you know, this guy that's on the show right now, that's on the show tomorrow that I'm traveling with, Mike Dean. You know, him and I have been friends for a long time. And us having the opportunity to travel together and training up younger stars that are coming up. And I've been wanting to do this since I was a kid. So when I get the opportunity to do it and then pass that knowledge on to other people, it just makes the experience so much better.
That's what I was going to ask you, too, because obviously, you know, growing up, you love these wrestlers. You love all wrestlers from all different companies, all different crews. But then you develop a lot of really unique relationships, too. How close are some of the guys are you with that maybe on one night you might be banging each other's heads together? You might be throwing each other over the top rope, but then the next day, you know, you're kind of cool with each other. Or once you kind of go at it, is there a little tension between each other?
Well, I mean, if we're talking business, I mean, we all understand this is a business. There are some times that I go with some of my best friends, and, you know, I'll kick them in the face, and they'll feel some type of way about it, but it happens. Or the other way around, you know. But at the end of the day, we're all professional wrestlers, and we're all business.
I wish it was like that with work here. Like, we kick each other in the face, and everybody's like, you know what, that hurt, that sucked, I'm mad for a little bit, but we're going to get over it, because sometimes you just got to take that aggression out.
Right.
Sam, growing up, who was your favorite wrestler?
The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin were two of my favorites. But I grew to fall in love with Chris Jericho. He's my guy.
Chris Jericho?
Yeah, Chris Jericho.
Have you heard his band?
Fozzy, yeah.
Oh, my dude, I love Fozzy. And I was listening to Fozzy because I grew up, you know, Chris Jericho. I loved all that stuff. And then I listened to his band. I didn't know it was him for the longest time. And then suddenly I saw a video and I'm like, wow, I'm an idiot. I connected the dots. I absolutely love that band.
Mongoose the Queen was his name prior to finally decided to take on the Chris Jericho moniker.
Wow.
As far as the band is concerned. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let's fade down a little bit. There's some background noise there, but Sam Knight talking to us a little bit about some of his inspirations. The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Chris Jericho. I mean, all of those guys are flat-out studs. Is it clears a little bit better, the background a little bit better? Sam, we got you. When you grew up, did you try to model your style around any of those guys, or did you just like those guys? They were guys you grew up loving and respecting.
I did model myself. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second.
All right, we'll give him a little second there. He, like I said, dude, we're catching him at a crazy time. He's getting ready to take on Brian Kendrick tomorrow night. He's got to get in the airport, get cleared, get out of state, and get into Colorado for this big one tomorrow night in Greeley, Colorado, at the Greeley Rec Center. 5:30, the doors open, and this is gonna be fun. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare. Also, the special Lucha Libre tag match is going on as the semi-main event. So if you guys want to check them out, check out their website, check out what they do, battlegroundprowrestling.com. That's the website you can go to get tickets and check everything out there. Is it just crazy? Is the background just too nuts right now? Tell you what, let's fade down. We'll see if things get a little bit better, and we'll catch up with Sam maybe a little bit later on in the show or something like that, but it's just the background's pretty nutty. 24 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. This is a fun event. It's cool. And I just did that Vince McMahon story, too. So I grew up, like, into all of that stuff. Like, I was a big-time WWF fan. So The Rock and everything, yeah, I mean, I'm into it for sure. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris, so we don't have him on the line anymore? Okay, well, we'll try to call him back here in just a bit and see if we can get him. Eastside Chris says, yeah, Harbaugh says he expects to be at Michigan. I expect to wake up alive tomorrow, but you never know. I don't know.
It's a little dark.
That's a little dark, Eastside Chris. It's a little dark,
it's
buddy.
Friday, come on.
It's Friday.
Got Battleground Pro Wrestling.
Battleground Pro. Sam Knight's a cool dude. I want to hear him. I want to hear him better because we can't really hear him that well.
Yeah, I mean, you go check him out on social media. It's Sam Knight, the right hand of God, is his nickname.
Nice.
You can find him on Facebook, social media, Battleground Pro Wrestling as well. He's a big dude. Big dude. I don't know if Kendricks is going to be able to handle this for Battleground Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know either. Who you got? Who got in this one?
I like Sam. I think we're going to go 2-0 on our wrestlers on the show. They're going to get wins. So if you want to win for Battleground Pro Wrestling, you have to come on the whole show.
Yes. I think that's kind of the thing. Because who did Brian and Tam, did they interview? They didn't interview Brian Kendrick, did they?
They interviewed Fuji Brown.
Oh, okay. So he's in a different...
Yes, I believe he's in the. He's not the luchador.
He's not the main event.
No,
though.
Of course not. That's for the whole.
That's
show.
For us. We get the main event.
This is the main event, right?
So we get to preview this Brian Kendrick. Well, it's funny because like Sam Knight's handling it all like just regular dude. You know, he's like, yeah, you know, I love it. It's great. It's fantastic. We had Gino Told You So Rivera, who's like, I'm gonna rip his face off. Oh, yeah. And there's a place for all that, man. It's all fun. It's all great. So this will be fun tomorrow. I suggest you guys get out. A lot of cool stuff happening throughout the area. Yesterday, I was out at the Arena Crossing. That's tonight at 6 o'clock.
Did you climb the hill?
I didn't. They were, like, all over the place when I went out there. They had everybody, like, on it and stuff. So I didn't want to just go out there with all these bulldozers and backhoes. And then I'm just up there in the middle of everybody, and I'm like, what if I have to get down? Now it's awkward. What if I need to be rescued?
I mean, if a 10-year-old can do it, I'm sure you can.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, though, right?
He was cool. He was good.
Oh, dude, he was awesome.
He seemed very, like, I feel like if you get into that area at such a young age, you just embody those personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie was awesome yesterday.
He's all showing me the app that they're working on and stuff, and it's on his phone, because, like, his dad works with the company. So he travels with them and all that stuff. And just absolutely loves it. That was really cool. That's the thing, man. We talk a lot of sports here. We talk a lot of Nuggets and Broncos and Rockies and Avs and Rams and Buffs and Bears. It is cool in this community. We get to sidestep a little bit and talk about some of these other unique events that are happening in our own backyard. So that's really cool. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So this investigation with Michigan, I mean, what are we talking about here? How serious of a situation really is this? Because you said it. I mean, we've seen this happening a couple of times now. I can't imagine any kind of big-time suspensions, can you?
No, I'm just reading here on ESPN. The violations included alleged impermissible contact with recruits during the NCAA-mandated dead periods, as well as the use of a defensive analyst for on-field coaching activities, a rules violation.
In that dead period, too, everybody was confused on it. So let's call Sam back. Do you need his number again, Angel? We can hook you up with that. I'm going to get Sam back on because I definitely want to finish this interview because he's really cool. You want to take a break first? Let's take a break first and we'll get him back. 28 minutes after the hour. No, I tell you what, call him now. Get him on. Let's get him on now and we'll talk a few more minutes here and get a preview for this big one. It's radio on the fly, man. This is live radio. This is what we do. This is a part of it. And we're good. We work with these guests because we want to get them on the show. So we'll fly around a little bit. We'll bide some time. We can make it happen. But I am pumped about this one tomorrow night. So for our hooligans, Greeley Rec Center, be there tomorrow night, 5:30, the doors open. Okay, Sam, we got you, man. Sam Knight back with us, taking on Brian Kendrick tomorrow night. We wanted you on so badly. We were like, dude, we got to hear some of this stuff, because what you're saying is great stuff, so we wanted to just make sure we had you in a good spot.
Well, I appreciate you guys working with me, trying to get to the airport. It's kind of tough, but we're walking through now, so we're good.
You're all good, man. Like I said, be careful. Okay, so what kind of airport guy are you? Are you going to go grab a book? Are you reading? Are you listening to music? You watching movies? What are you doing?
Well, I'm a gamer.
So oh, I have heck yeah. Switch. What are you what are you playing?
I'm currently playing Super Mario. I'm old school. So I play Super Mario just to kind of keep my mind going. It's actually fun. You know, so
I've been thinking about getting there's these new consoles coming out that have like all of the retro games, and it comes like in a package of different Sega games, Nintendo games, Super Nintendo. That sounds awesome to me, man. You don't have to think too much, but it's challenging just enough if you're kind of busy, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I usually try to either I'll bring a book or I'll bring my Switch with me to keep me busy when I'm traveling.
So that's the go-to game, at least. Do you play any of the new stuff? Like, do you play any of the wrestling games or anything like that? Any of the sports stuff?
I do, but my schedule's so busy outside of wrestling as well that I don't have a lot of time to sit on the game as much as I would love to. So it's not like, I mean, I have some of the new gen consoles, I just don't have time to play.
Well, in this day and age too, Sam, like I'm 36, so if I want to like be good at these games, you have to put in hours to play online with people. Otherwise, you can't play. Like I try to play Red Dead Redemption, and as soon as my dude is like respawns and is back up, I'm shot in the head and the game over. So it's like I can't actually even enjoy it if I don't put the time in.
It's like playing the new Call of Duty. You can't play that by yourself.
No, you got it. You need people to help you out, man. Dude, right. I grew up. I used to play What was it? Was it WCW Revenge or was it WWF Revenge? I don't remember
WCW
which one.
WCW Revenge.
Oh my!
WCW. Yeah.
I played that. We always would do the Royal Rumble or the Battle Royal, whatever. I would play that with my buddies. I was addicted to it. It was so much fun. I'd create storylines and everything. It was a blast.
You know, it's those games that most new promoters, that's how they got their experience from playing those wrestling games, I'm telling you. You can tell the way they put their stories together, it's like, oh, I saw this on No Mercy. If I put this guy in this position, that'll make him work. I'm going to put him over.
Right? Oh, dude, and I loved that. I would create the little groups, the little factions all the time, and then I'd have a guy, you know, come out, turn on the other guy. That's so much fun. That's what I love. It's such an entertaining business that you're in. It's got to be so fun, so rewarding for you, man.
It is. Especially, and it's not so much the physical aspect of it. It's what we bring to the table. It's, you know, like, I love when I step through the curtain and I'm seeing a bunch of smiles. You know, if I'm working with a good guy, even if I'm working with a bad guy, you know, and people are bullying me, the fact that you paid your money to come and be a part of something that we're putting on is a big deal for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no question.
So for that 5, 10, 15 minutes that I have your attention, you're going to get the best 5, 10, 15 minutes out of me. I'm not going to phone it in. I'm going to give you everything I've got because you paid your hard-earned money to come see us work.
What's more rewarding for you, when you're the good guy and you get the cheers, or when you're just a bad guy and you get those boos? Because sometimes it's like the boos can be ridiculous. They can like just light the roof on fire, and it can almost be cool in and of itself. What would you rather, having all the boos fill it up or the cheers fill it up?
Honestly, I have transitioned to working with a bad guy. Being a good guy is fun, but it can get boring. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, like being the superhero is not always the greatest. You know, because I mean, you get your butt kicked in the middle of the match, but so.
No.
But I like working as a bad guy because that can kind of pull a lot of the emotion, like especially when people are not in the future. You know, you catch them off guard, like, you know, with some of the
hello, how are you?
Say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love it. Sam, we're looking forward to this one, my friend. Don't be a stranger. Next time you guys are around or you're around the Colorado area, we want to get you on the show again. And we wish you best of luck tomorrow night at Winter Warfare when you take on Brian Kendrick. Appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you, man. Sorry for the timing, but I appreciate you having me on. Keeping me on.
Hey, anytime, my friend, anytime. You were great to talk to. We had to make sure we get a hold of you again. So we'll talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
All right, Sam Knight. You know, it's live radio, and he's rocking and rolling. He's going through the airport, but still cool to hear from him, man. I mean, to hear some of these guys' stories and why they get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a ton about wrestling and this avenue of entertainment that they do, but the performances that they put out, they put their all and their heart and soul into it. He said he likes to be the good guy, you know, but sometimes it's not always good to be the good guy, and you can be the bad guy, and either way, you're going to get a full effort out of him. So definitely go out and check out Sam Knight versus Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a cool, and it'll be an affordable event, family event you can go out and check out. Watch these guys rock and roll. 34 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's reset. We'll come back. We'll talk about the UNC Bears going down to Montana State. What does that mean? Are we talking about panic button? Is it time to panic for the University of Northern Colorado? We'll talk about that next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I go out in the green room, and our boy, Tanner Schwint, one half or one third of Good Morning NoCo, is out there watching the vote for the Speaker of the House. Oh my gosh, that's boring. That is so freaking boring.
Right?
Do you watch the? It's just a giant courtroom looking thing, and I know, but.
Chambers.
And they're just. Like a wide shot of 5 million people in suits and dresses that look miserable, and they're just voting.
What confuses me about that is, like, it doesn't look like they have assigned seats or anything.
They're just all over the
place.
Just,
you all show up and just sit. It's like, you know, a high school lunch, but you're not in the cafeteria, so everyone goes and meets with their friend groups, and they all just co-mingle.
I guess.
Weird. I couldn't do that.
So they voted yesterday, right?
They voted. They've been voting all week.
But the same thing.
They've been voting for the same thing,
and then they
all week.
They get the vote done, and then they don't like the vote, so they have to go back and do it again.
Yes, and they've done 12 votes.
So, what do they think is going to change from yesterday to today?
You talk and try to campaign in between those little breaks.
It's like Game of Thrones.
All right, we're going to vote again. We're going to try this. Here we go. Nope. Okay, try it again.
Is it like Game of Thrones? Like
it's,
I go,
it's not as intriguing.
I heard that you weren't voting for me.
Let's just.
I promise to give you 3. Goats.
Easiest way to do this is a trial by combat.
Yes. Or WWE style.
Yes. Do you have enough space in that chamber room to put out a ring?
Oh, my gosh.
Bring in one congressperson, another congressperson. All right, let's get ready to rumble. Go.
I get it. I'm trying to pay attention to the issues more because that's important for the world and, you know, that stuff.
Life.
But sometimes it's just so hard to do that because you guys make it so freaking boring. Now, I talk sports.
It's boring and it's frustrating because they're grown adults.
Yeah.
You can't figure this out.
But make it fun. Like, you know, Tanner and Brian, they talk some politics, but at least it's fun when they do. But I hear some talk radio guys, and it's just like, the Speaker of the House will pass this bill. And it's like, dude, make it entertaining for me at least, man. Put some circus music in the background or something, because this is absolutely snooze fest magoo.
The loser of the vote gets a pie in the face every time.
Yes, do something entertaining. Silly. Although I do picture the NFL trying to figure out this playoff thing just like that. They're all in this gigantic room and all these rich owners that are like decrepit and old. I didn't want to give up my space, my spot. This is ridiculous.
Hey man, Roger, what are we going to do about this?
Here's where I am with this, and I know I'm supposed to be the guy that educates you guys on what this situation looks like for the playoffs, but I'm just going to watch and see what freaking happens.
That's really all you can do.
It's so dumb.
And this might not be, you know, clarified until the AFC Championship game, just depending on where the playoffs fall, who's playing who wins these games. Like, it's good that they have a plan out there and they have, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C, all the way to plan Q. So we'll see if this works out for the NFL. This is a good test for them and something that's obviously never been done.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this sets a precedent or if this is just a one-time thing, hopefully.
Yeah, because they got a pretty good model of how they constructed. And I know they edited it with adding another game and another playoff team. But this is, like I said, dude, good thing this was not an NFC-AFC game on Monday. Because then you'd be dealing with a lot of stuff.
Like a Bengals 49ers game?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the cool thing is we can now start looking at this. Damar Hamlin, like, hearing that he's talking and he's good. Like, I don't know what the playing career looks like for him, but he's good. He's going to survive this thing. Now we can actually start getting back to the secondary stuff, which is this.
Now, I know it'd be cool. The NFL owners sent out a memo to all 32 teams with, you know, different ways they could honor DeMar and his family and the trainers and stuff like that. The Bills are wearing a number 3 patch on their jersey this weekend.
Cool.
I've seen a couple of teams. They've outlined the number 3 on the 30-yard line in Bills colors. So I'm sure we'll see a lot of celebration and just honoring this weekend, not just for DeMar, but for the training staff and all the doctors that worked with him.
No doubt. It just goes to show you how crucial everybody is to an organization. And then you look at the medical team and just how important they are going forward. Man, just crazy matchups. But, Angel, most importantly, the Broncos are playing host to the Chargers.
Hey, yo. Broncos still have a game to play.
Broncos are 3-point favorites.
I like that. I am expecting the Chargers won't be playing their starters.
You don't think so? They don't. No. Do they not have anything to play for?
They do. They could possibly move up to the 5th seed. That would be the highest wild card spot. That still needs to be determined based on the KC Raiders game on Saturday. But obviously, if the 5 seed, you would play either Jacksonville or Tennessee, and that will be decided Saturday night.
Yeah, because you have your division winners already. You're right. So, but if Baltimore wins or loses and the Chargers win, the Chargers have that 5th spot.
Yeah, they'll lock up the 5th seed.
But so they could drop down, and I guess it just matters how much does that mean to you on that side of it.
Well, it's the difference between playing Buffalo, KC, and Cincy or Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Do you think they're going to play the starters then? Chargers? I would think they would. I think they would come in and want to.
They may
get
play
a better
for
spot
for a series or two, you know. If unless the Broncos can get out to a, you know, quick 14-0 lead or something like that, where you're forced to, you know, try to stay competitive. But we'll see. I think the Broncos are going to be motivated in this game.
I think they will be. I heard Tanner and Brian joking about it this morning. Brian's like, "Well, what's Russ waiting for?" There is something to this game, though, where it's like, "Okay, we're wiping the slate clean. It's a new beginning that started last week." And Russ, you know, we want to see, show everybody that you still have something there. We kind of saw it last week, and we've seen it 3 or 4 times this year, I would say, where we've had some good games with him.
I'd say the Chiefs game was good. The Jags game was pretty solid.
The Raiders game he was good in, even though the Raiders beat him by like 11.
The first Raiders game?
Was it the first Raiders game?
Yes.
First Raiders game. Second Raiders game, no. First one he was good in. He was good in the Seattle game. He was good in that final drive against San Francisco. You know, but he needs to show that he's still got it.
Yeah, and I liked your point you said earlier about kind of publicizing yourself. Like, hey, I'm still Russell Wilson. I'm still good. I had a bad year, but this is where I'm at now. This is where I'm looking in the future, because you're going to have to try to attract free agents to Denver.
That's part of it. And I think if you could see Russ go off for, I mean, let's just say he goes off 300 yards.
Ooh, let's go.
That's crazy. 250.
25 for 32.
Mm-hmm.
340 yards.
Wow.
And 3 touchdowns.
I mean, that's enough to go, okay, he has it. Hackett
like
was the problem.
30 rushing yards.
If he does that, then don't you think that that just makes that kind of makes Greg Penner and George Payton, or at least Greg Penner, feel more justified in what they did with Hackett? Because then you would go, for at least for one game, and go, it was Hackett.
Possibly, but do you buy it? Do you put yourself back into that Russell Wilson can do it, Russell Wilson hype that we had last year?
That's why you need a good performance this weekend, because you want to build that back up. Like if he's,
I'm saying, are fans going to go back into that? If Russ does have a good performance, are fans going to be like, okay, yeah, Russ is fixed?
I think some fans will if they see a great performance on Sunday. I think if you see a great performance from Russell Wilson, you're going to have a lot of fans go, he is good. Hackett was screwing him up. Like, that was it. Whatever Hackett was doing wasn't working. And I think there's still going to be a lot of other fans, though, that are going, nah, no, one game doesn't
do it. There'll be fans that say, no, it was because of Hackett, or it was actually Russell the entire time.
Yeah. There's going to be some fans that see it as, oh, Russ is good, he just didn't have the right guy. And then there's going to be other fans that go, nah, I'm still out on this. Russ isn't
maybe
the guy.
That Russ never liked Hackett and was self-sabotaging himself. That's weird. But
everything that I heard is that those two really liked each other. But don't you need a coach that you can like, but also has no issue saying,
Russ, what were you thinking on that, man? You can't throw that there. We said we were going to run the ball. That I'm going back to, what was the last Chargers game? I can't remember, where they just needed to run the clock out, running some clock out. And on 3rd and 10, it was a rollout right, and Russ was either supposed to get a wide open pass or run it and stay in bounds. Instead, he throws it over the guy's head, and the ball goes out of bounds. And Hackett even said that was the plan. And so did Hackett go and rip some, you know what, in the locker room or at some point? Because he should have. If that was the plan and you went against it, that's what you need to be able to do. Russ, what are you doing throwing it? The rules were, it was simple. Stay in bounds. Complete a pass or go down, slide so the clock continues to run. So you got to have somebody tough there. He said, Chris, guys, you got to think the Vegas sportsbook people are really scrambling for NFL playoff games. I would imagine the odds have had a little bit of a change with stuff because you just don't know. Uncertainty is tough in the world of the wise guys.
You would think so, and especially, you know, they haven't decided on a possible neutral site location. I saw a rumor that they want to keep it outdoors, similar to, because KC, Cincy, and Buffalo all play outdoors. So something like Indianapolis or Vegas or Dallas may not work. Miami might be open, though. It might be in Miami now, just because.
I don't want to go through our playoff predictions yet. Now, I know Tanner and Brian, you guys did that already. I got to wait until we're set here, and then Monday we'll start breaking through it. And then we'll give our playoff predictions. If the Dolphins don't get in, who are you rooting for?
Nobody.
Nobody?
I'm done. No, I'll find a team to pick. It'll probably be the Eagles because of Jalen Hurts.
Is Lamar Jackson's out again, right?
He's out. He's officially out.
So here's the question about that. Is he free agent? Or do they tag him?
It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting either way because Baltimore... You can sign him, franchise tag him, or you can just say, no, we're going to move in a different direction.
Man.
And if he's a free agent, it's, all right, Lamar, you've been hurt. Your knee is messed up. Can you, you know, I know Tanner's big worry about Lamar is he won't last physically because of the way he plays. And you've kind of been seeing that.
You saw it this year. He gambled on himself. And
that's
you know,
a risk that teams are going to take when signing him.
He gambled on himself. Skill-wise, he didn't lose, but... As far as durability-wise, he lost.
Well, he's missed the last, what, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah, and it's put him in, and they got the playoff. They're in the playoffs, but that almost cost them the playoffs. 12:50 the time. Let's wrap up the second hour of the show. We got NFL playoffs. We'll talk about that. Matchups. We'll talk about the Broncos-Chargers game. Is Russ going to cook one last time in 2023? One first time. We'll talk about all that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKN.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Texas boys are like the American girls. 12:52. He said, Chris, maybe using Power Field for the neutral site. Maybe
it makes the most sense.
Yeah,
if you want an environment that's similar to any of those three teams,
true.
Denver makes the most sense.
That would be if the Bills and Chiefs played in that game, though. Then don't you think it feel like? I think it would feel like a home game for the Bills more so than the Chiefs
in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be more Chiefs field.
I think people hate the Chiefs and they like Josh Allen from the Wyoming thing.
Be a fair mix.
I don't
It'd
know.
Be very neutral.
I would like to know how many Josh Allen fans there are. Because, like, my mother-in-law, I don't know if she ever watched him play in Wyoming or anything. She's just like in love with Josh Allen. She's like, wherever he is, I'm going to root for that guy because he's from Wyoming, or he played in Wyoming, and he's an awesome guy. So I would imagine there's a lot of people in this state that are kind of like that. Now, I know CSU hates Wyoming, but there's a lot of people outside of CSU that are like, they pay attention to what's going on with Wyoming. So they paid attention to Josh Allen a little bit. Plus, you'd get Wyoming fans probably come down for this game.
Yeah, I still feel like there'd be a good number of Chiefs fans. They travel.
Chiefs fans are
silly. That would be icky, though.
Yeah.
The Broncos, oh, we're going to let the Chiefs use your locker room,
field, gross. Facilities. Patrick Mahomes doing his little bath
would
bombs.
Would they put a Chiefs logo at midfield?
Probably.
That would be
no, we can't have that.
A Chiefs logo at midfield and the Broncos thing in the stands.
I'd rather a Bills logo in the middle of the field. That I can sleep at night with, but the Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers logo in the middle of the field? No. You couldn't do it. You'd have to just leave it the way it is. Just leave the Broncos stuff there. So it kind of feels like we're in the playoffs. Just close your eyes.
They'll put the little AFC logo on the field, take a picture of that. Hey, look at the Broncos.
We made it! We made it, everybody!
Our We've team's arrived. Not playing, but we made it in a sense.
What do you want to see from this game for the Broncos? Is it all about Russ? Is this all about Russell Wilson?
I don't think it's all about Russ. I think he's going to be the, you know, all eyes are going to be on him in this game. I think after the Chiefs game last week, you kind of feel like he's figuring it out, I guess. It's not figured out because he's a vet, but it's the team chose him over Hackett. I know they didn't really have a choice there, but it shows something that you got rid of Hackett when you did, and you keep Russ for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but there was going to be no uncertainty at the end of the season whether they were going to hire a new head coach because they did it. Got it out. That's out of the way. Yeah, so now you know.
You got to build some momentum going into the offseason for free agents, guys that are looking to get a new contract like Reisner, some other guys that are trying to show themselves, do I want to stay here? Can I show myself to this organization that they should keep me here? There's going to be a lot to look for.
Dalton Reisner is what, from what I'm hearing, hasn't been offered a contract yet. So do they let him explore the free agency world like Kareem Jackson did? Is it too late? Maybe they do come up with an offer here at the end of the season.
Do you want him back?
And this is not just my bias because he's a local guy. But I think it's either got to be Garrett Bowles or Dalton Reisner. And again, Bowles is under contract, but you'd save money getting out of the contract, actually, the way it is. So here's my vote. Doesn't have to be Dalton Reisner. It's got to be one of those two. I want some change at the offensive line. I believe Quinn Meinerz is going to be back. The rest is up in the air. I would like to see one more guy back so you're not overhauling the whole thing. So whether that's Dalton Reisner or Garrett Bowles, probably Garrett Bowles. But you need to get – you need to – I don't want to have it four be the priority. You got to – two or three spots we got to fill. So, yeah, I would like one of those guys to be back. Dalton has been a fine left guard. He's not great. He's borderlining kind of good to average. But good to average is okay, and he could actually be great if you can surround him with some good offensive linemen as far as getting at a good center or whatever it is you're going to do at left tackle, too. But we know that that's a priority at some point. All right, let's start busting into all things NFL playoffs. Monday, we got the national championship game as well, TCU and Georgia. Am I excited about that? I don't really know. I don't know if I'm excited about it. I'll watch it. Am I excited? I don't know. So final hour coming up next. We'll be right back.